I just called Elise with my Friday morning Bonner update, and she indicated that she is glad that I'm having a good time, which I am, because yesterday's update seemed a little angsty, and certainly was. You have no idea how intimidating it is to get here. You know, you don't really know anyone. There's a map, but, you know, it's not like a map of a city. Things are mutable and change as people shift around. And it's huge. And I think at first it's really important to just walk around and be willing to know, be willing to accept that you're going to be really hot and thirsty and you're, you know, going to be tired of walking and you're going to get lost. And, you know, I didn't want to accept that. And so it took me like twice as long to come to acceptance. But by the time I made it down to all the stages and things, and then I came all the way back to the camp, we're about a mile or a mile and a half away. By that time, I loved it. I think you just have to learn the lay of the land and, you know, how the festival is going to be for you based on the layout. And so after sort of my early exploratory trip, during which I totally, like, face first had a nap in the middle of one of the music tents for like an hour, I came back and got properly prepared with lots of water and snacks and food, and the four of us went down for the evening stuff, and that was a lot of fun. The music is great, and it's like in a movie when there's a crowd scene and the all the sound is based on the character perspective, and you just hear all these conversations splitting in and out of their ear range. It's like that, but it's just with all this fantastic music, and I sort of scoffed at first when somebody we were with said, "Oh, you don't need a schedule. You'll just be walking around. You'll hear something you like, and you'll walk towards that." But it's true. You know, I had one thing last night that I really wanted to see, and I saw it. And then I just walked around and, you know, followed my ears. And on the way back to the camp, I mean, it was really dark and late at that point, and it's just the biggest carnival you can imagine. Like, I don't know that there's anywhere else in America where you can go and experience a carnival of this size, because that's really what it is. There's just people selling all kinds of food and art and clothing, and people have got light up stuff and things, you know, hung off the top of their heads, and it's just an awesome atmosphere. So that's the nighttime report. I think we're definitely benefited by the amazing weather here. It's been so nice and cool at night, but starting off pretty hazy this morning, so it looks like we might have a sort of torturous day of heat to get through before we get back to the awesomest carnival in the United States. So, to add to my first report, my second report, I would say my second day axiom is explore until you're not afraid.